A traffic stop by state troopers early Tuesday on Route 149 west of the village of Fort Ann led to two arrests on charges of heroin possession with intent to sell. The road where the arrests occurred, and also Route 4, both heading into Vermont, have seen several drug-related arrests over the past year. The frequency has led to some to dub it the heroin highway. Washington County District Attorney Tony Jordan said since January, law enforcement in Warren and Washington counties have been focusing on intercepting drugs as they cross state lines.
We've had, running since we started in January, several arrests along that corridor, in addition to the most recent one. So we've probably had in the last 8 months, probably at least 10 similar type stops.
Jordan said the primary drug intercepted passing through Washington County from points south to Vermont has been heroin. Nearby Rutland is just one community struggling with the dangerously addictive drug. In his State of the State address earlier this year, Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin focused entirely on the full-blown heroin crisis. In June, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed anti-heroin legislation. Jordan said his office has been attempting to fight the prevalence of the drug by handing down stiff penalties to those transporting and selling it within the county.
When the cases arrive here, we are treating them very seriously and holding them accountable in significant prison sentences where appropriate. Because quite frankly, these people, when you have loaded firearms and drugs passing through your county, it creates a very real public safety risk.
Later this month, the Council for Prevention of Alcohol and Substance Abuse will be hosting a community forum in Hudson Falls focused on heroin and opioid addiction. The Hometown versus Heroin Forum will bring together panelists from a task force that includes law enforcement in Washington and Warren counties, lawmakers, community leaders, educators, and others. David Saffer is executive director of the Council for Prevention.
The forum is designed to bring the community together to raise awareness about the heroin issue in our local communities and to begin to develop some strategies on how to address it.
Saffer says this is the first time the Council for Prevention has organized a forum on heroin.
Heroin has become an issue in our communities as it has nationwide over the last 5 years or so, and we have seen a rather large increase in the use and sale and abuse in the last several years as well.
Jordan said Hometown versus Heroin is attempting to develop ways to bring addiction treatment and support to local communities.
It is extraordinarily difficult to deal with. And so, that's why we're trying to address the problem on that side as well. Treat the dealers one way, but the addicts need a different level of help and service.
The Warren and Washington County Hometown versus Heroin and Addiction Forum will be held July 23rd at 6:30 p.m. at Hudson Falls High School. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.